It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Katie, what else is going on locally?
Yeah, well, Red Rocks, they put out a list of a lot of fun stuff that happened at their venue in 2024. They posted it on all their social media pages. And in the 233 events that they had in this year, they had over a million visitors to the greatest venue on the planet. And they put out this list of food that was consumed at Red Rocks. And I found this so interesting because what do you think the number one food that was consumed out at Red Rocks?
Well, it depends on the type of shows and stuff. Was there a lot of like EDM and, you know.
Well, it's the same Starburst food, right? Candy.
Falafel.
Falafel? No, falafel did not make the list.
What?
Think
I'm trying to think
normal
of what potheads eat.
No, just think normal food. What
dogs,
is your
bro
favorite food? There we go. That's
hot
number
dogs?
Two. Hot dogs was the number two food.
Yeah. Chicken strips.
No.
Number one?
Right. Pizza.
Pizza was number one.
Of
yes. People love their pizza. Number three was popcorn. They had nachos on the list.
Love a good pretzels.
And you can roll up your joints inside of a pizza, slice of pizza,
sure
and hide
can
them, you know.
You
can. Sneak them back to your
Do
seat.
Do you think people go up to Red Rocks and just get high out there? What do you think's going on?
I was at
Red
a
Rocks
Snoop Dogg concert.
Well,
at
that's
Red
why.
Rocks,
Katie, it's Colorado. They get high in the King Soopers parking lot.
Exactly.
Katie.
This is not designated.
Why are you so naive
to
when it comes
Red
to
Red Rocks? Oh, my gosh. But
I've been up there running the stairs for exercise, and there's been people puff passing up there. I'm like, whoa, man. Well, try and get some exercise,
don't
bro.
Exactly.
Don't trip, bro.
Don't trip, bro.
Except when you're passing it, an arm workout right there.
There you go.
Yes, but the funniest part about that,
what?
All the food that they sold at Red Rocks in 2024, one food item, only four of these were sold in the entire year.
Okay, now we got to guess on
only
that.
Only four.
Falafel.
Falafel. Only four.
It starts with an F. It starts with an F, and only
funnel
four
cake
of them. No. I don't know if you're going to get this. I'll give you a couple shots and then I'll tell you. But
Funyuns.
No. You're
fish
almost
and chips
there. Oh my gosh, you're very close.
Hold on, we're not done yet. Josh, what's another one? F.
It's probably not something that
fish
stoners would eat. There's not
fruit
fish
cup.
It's hey. Okay, fruit parfait.
A fruit parfait.
Hey, that was
who
very
goes to
close
Red Rocks to get a
well, four people went to Red Rocks to
I
get a
fruit parfait
in 2024, and I just thought that was
not
hilarious.
A big seller.
I know.
No.
We don't go and climb the stairs to then, you know, induce in yogurt. Like,
I wonder
that does
who
not
got
sound
that.
Good.
I wonder if it was like a gluten intolerant or something like that. Like,
or maybe it was like yoga on the stairs or like, I'm going to enjoy my
Yeah, but all that stuff
parfait
is shut down when you're up there doing
it. It is. You're right. You can't even get the
so
fruit parfait.
So what concert was that where somebody's like, I feel like a fruit parfait right now?
The Wiz Khalifa concert.
Huh. Yeah.
Snoop Dogg concert.
All right.
Yeah.
I can
that's
see their
funny
marketing meeting this week. We're going to need to get rid of the fruit parfait.
What are we taking down?
Yeah.
We're actually losing money on the fruit parfait.
Yeah,
I was
are
one of those who bought it. So
that's hilarious.
Yeah, it's funny. But anyway, another local story. This one coming from TikTok and a Denver guy who has a lot of dates to go on now. Good for him, right? He's 26 years old, and he was at a Friendsgiving, and his friend posted a video of him, just a short little video on TikTok, and she said, cat dad, Italian man who cooks, and the kindest soul. You need to meet my friend Marcel. Marcel has so many dates now. Like, they expected this thing to get a couple thousand views. It blew
I watched
up
this video, yeah.
Overnight.
He's and like a charming dude. He's
he
sitting
is
there, or standing there in the video at Thanksgiving, laughing, kind of joking with some kids or something, it
yeah
looked like. And, yeah, like a good-looking dude. You're kind of wondering, like, why is this guy single?
Yeah.
But, like, millions of views on this?
Yes,
or
exactly.
Wow.
And he's got dates
dang
lined up for months. Like, that's all it takes, apparently.
That's all it takes.
Your friend to post a picture of how desperate you are. That's the key. It's not...
Well, get on it, you guys.
Do you
exactly want
to do that for you guys?
Yeah. No, Josh is single. Josh
get on
is ready
it
to mingle. Jeremy, you've got some work to do.
I guess
with
so
your two single
that's
co-hosts.
Funny.
Are you Italian?
Here.
What are you?
No.
What are you?
I'm very Irish and
you're
German.
Irish.
As a,
oh, okay.
You look German.
Because yeah I need it for
very
a
German
for TikTok thing.
With the hair. I
with
mean,
the
very
hair
hairy.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
He's
no,
a very
I'm
hairy
German
guy.
Very German.
But yeah, so it looks like Marcel's ready to go.
What was
so
the description on the TikTok for the guy? Did
it
you
literally was cat dad, Italian man who cooks, and he has the kindest soul.
Okay, what can we do for Josh then?
I can cook.
German dude.
Who can
I like
sing
cats and dogs.
Loves animals.
Sure.
He can sing.
Sings
very, very talented, obviously.
Very talented,
right?
Humble,
and
yeah.
5'3". How tall are you?
Oh God,
I wear shoes.
You know what we should do? We should make
I'm
a dating
above the
profile
national average.
We should make a dating profile for Josh.
Yes,
this
we
would
should
be fun.
Should we do that? That'll be fun.
Can
for
we
you,
do
Josh
that?
Sign me up for The Bachelor.
let's sign Josh up for The Bachelor.
Okay, we can do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's take a look at my height. 5'3", so absolutely.
We'll get you some lifts. We'll get you some lifts. It'll be
okay.
Fine.
All right, cool,
cool, cool.
It'll just
cool,
be a bunch of little ladies that show.
By the way, I'm not 5'3". I'm tall, okay? I'm taller than that.
He's 5'4", you guys.
Josh has got to be 5'9", 5'10", right?
I'm 5'10".
Okay.
The doctor has measured me at 5'10".
The doctor said.
The doctor. And they always.
He looked down at you. He looked down at you and said, "You've been growing, boy."
So tall. I'm so tall.
What else is going on locally? Whiskey lovers, this is your weekend. Stranahan's is releasing their Snowflake Batch 27 at its Denver distillery tomorrow. The festivities begin today. Now, I've seen some of the video and stuff. People have been lining up for this for like the past 2 days. They've opened up a lot for like campers to come in,
yeah,
and you can camp out and wait for the release of this whiskey. Today, they're going to have live music, food trucks, yard games, barrel making demos, whiskey demos. You can camp out and try to get this bottle of the Snowflake Batch 27. I think it might be sold out already.
Ooh, yeah.
Geez. I'm not sure. I think that you got to like sign up for it or get a ticket or something. My guess is, though, this is such a huge event every year that mm-hmm, they're probably all spoken for. $120 per bottle before tax. A limited edition release, and I've always wanted to get one, but I haven't.
Have either of you done the Stranahan's tour? It's really cool.
Nicole got it for me, I think, for like a Father's Day or a birthday gift or something.
Oh,
so
cool.
She and I both went and did it, and it's a great little tour.
And you feel great afterwards
you
with
get
the taste
to
test.
Taste a bunch of it, and they let you keep the little glass and everything.
It's really cool, yeah.
It's really neat. I'm trying to remember, there was an aspect of it where you can actually sign up to volunteer to put labels and stuff on some of their bottles, and the wait list for that is years.
10 miles long.
Because I think they give you a free bottle of whiskey.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's going on. That's a big, big Colorado thing this weekend. And how about this? The Federal Bureau of Prisons is deactivating a minimum security prison camp there in Littleton. It's the big one with the big smokestack and everything right there on, what is that, Kipling and Quincy. I have driven by that prison for years. That's kind of down in my neck of the woods.
Yeah.
I drove by it every day, you know, going to high school down there by Bear Creek, and they're shutting her down. It sounds like it's just deteriorating past repair. There's something like $30 million worth of repairs. They don't want to do it. So it sounds like what they're doing is they're just going to let everybody out.
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
They're going to let... Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait.
The blank stare from you just...
Katie's face. Open mouth just staring at Jeremy.
Yeah, they're just going to...
That doesn't sound right.
They're good.
They're like, it's
they're lining
it's
up.
Minimum security.
Katie, they're lining him up and going, do you promise not to do it again?
Yeah. Pinky swear.
Pinky swear.
Yeah, no big deal.
Okay. All right. Things will be fine. Everything's
it's gonna be fine. You guys
just aggravated assault. It's fine.
Okay.
It's so funny.
Low security, guys. How about this? There were two tickets sold in Encino, California last year for a jackpot of $395 million. Two people won that, so of course they split it. One person came forward and collected all their winnings, but now there's a $197 million ticket out there somewhere, and the deadline is tomorrow.
Oh, gosh.
I know. For this person to come and claim their $197 million.
You said that's in California, though.
It's California, but it's just one of those stories where it's like they might have no idea
that's
that they've got like $200 million just sitting there waiting for them.
Horrible. So sad.
Now, where did I put that ticket?
Can you imagine like your wife finding out later and you had it? And
divorce.
Divorce.
Look
what
you would
I
never
found.
Hear the end of it.
Divorce.
Look what I found in my jeans.
You
like,
would never
oh,
hear
gosh.
The end of it. Tay-Tay made some bank with her Eras book that she was releasing at Target. I guess it came out on Black Friday, 256-page coffee table book.
Yeah.
She sold 814,000 copies in its first 2 days.
How much did that thing cost? But do you know that?
Oh, I don't have it in here. I'm sure it was probably $50 or something.
I got a picture from a friend. She was waiting in line at 4 in the morning on Black Friday to get that book, and she got it.
Taylor Swift can sell anything. at this point.
Well, and I heard that it was, yeah, like a bunch of pictures that we had never seen. So that was the big allure. But yeah, $39.99 is what it goes for.
$40.
I mean, yeah, but at least she's not. Some of those artists are like, here's my $500 coffee table book. Like, nobody cares, Janet. I love you, but nobody cares.
That's crazy.
Okay, so wait, how many did she sell? 800,000?
814,000 to be exact. Are you doing some beep boop bop boop beep boop boop
boop boop boop boop?
That's insane.
You doing it?
I'm doing it.
What do you got? What do you got? Carry the one.
$32 million. 32.5. $32,500,000.
That's just in 2 days.
In 2 days.
In 2 days.
I hate her.
I hate her. Love her.
I'm jealous. But come on.
Here's somebody my wife hates. She affectionately calls Carrie Underwood. Whatever. That's her nickname. She has been announced as the headlining performer for the old Dick Clark New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest.
That's a good choice.
They need to shorten that name immediately.
They do.
But anyway, yeah, Carrie Underwood and her legs will be out there singing on New Year's Eve.
She's pretty.
Oh, no!
What?
Dolly Parton's in trending.
Oh, I love it.
Again!
Dolly, it's her world. We're just living in it.
The oversaturation of Dolly Parton continues. She's turning 79 next month. And she's releasing her Broadway musical, Dolly, an original musical.
Yes.
It's going to open in 2026, but she is so old that she's not going to perform in it now. She said, she's like, I can't do it. I can't, you know, do that every night. So they are looking for performers of all ages to play her at different stages of her life. She posted a little social media video, said you can go to dollymusical.com to try out. And I am rooting for The Rock.
Okay,
hey, Jerry, we should try out. You and I should go and try out.
That's funny.
I don't want to, Josh.
I think realistically, Sabrina Carpenter would be a good pick for her when she's young. And Pamela Anderson, I think, would be a good Dolly Parton. I really do. Or Kristen Chenoweth, either one of those, I think would be
Melissa
solid
McCarthy,
picks.
I think.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Melissa McCarthy. You know?
She's funny.
she is funny.
Just quickly, it sounds like Cardi B is spending $3 million a month to, you know, keep her lavish lifestyle.
A month?
$3 million a month.
Wait.
What do you, how do you do that?
I know, and how is she running out of money?
Right?
She's signing all these brand deals where she's getting like $65 to $70 million, like boom, immediately with some of these brand deals. But still, at some point, if you're blowing $3 million a month, you're going to run out of money.
Yeah.
What? That ain't right.
I don't even know how would you spend that?
I don't know, buddy. I don't know.
Huh.
And I'll give you one more thing. The Pantone revealed the color of the year for next year.
Pantene.
That's the
I was thinking of the hair stuff.
It's the hair
stuff. The Pantone cake.
Pantone is the color company.
Yeah, it's a color.
The color of the year for next year, brown.
What?
The specific shade, mocha mousse.
It's just a slightly lighter brown.
It's like a matte.
I like that though.
Essentially, all the reactions are coffee, you know,
doo-doo.
Chocolate, but poop.
Pudding. I was going to say, it sounds like pudding.
No, it's poop.
Pudding.
It's definitely poop.
It's poopy.
It's poopy. Make your way to our Facebook page. It's Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. I did post a link to the ranking of the weirdest candy cane flavors this holiday season. You guys want to guess what number one was?
Of weirdest?
Weirdest candy cane flavors. They have a whole list and where you can get them.
I would have to say falafel.
I go with that falafel guess.
Falafel.
Oh, it's onion.
There is a sour cream and onion one on the list, but number one, pickle.
I'm actually not mad about that.
I'm not mad at that either.
I would do that. Pickle.
You can see the entire list on our Facebook page. Just search Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. That's it, you guys. You're up to date on everything that is trending, whether you like it or not.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.